Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Markets, a podcast where you can get all the latest training, hints, tips, guidance, and support to blow up your home-based business. So today I want to talk about something that is essential for when you're phoning up clients or potential prospects. But also, to be honest, this can be applied to podcast videos and anything else that you're recording as well. But today, it's for the benefit of calls alone. And that's the importance of grabbing people's attention as soon as possible and making sure that you answer the phone or to work on the phone in a particular way. You know the saying, right? First impressions are everything. And this is so true when it comes to people picking up the phone. And the reason is because there's something called a preoccupation barrier. And what that basically means is when that person calls you or you call them, you have no idea the frame of mind that they're in at the point of them picking up that phone call. They could be in a terrible mood, they could be tired, they could be frustrated, they could be happy. You have no idea, right? You don't know what you're walking into. Now, as I'm sure you know, people's attitude and feelings will determine whether they speak to you in a particular way or they take things on board or even if they, the way in which they view you. It will change the way they view you dependent on the mood that they're in. You know, sometimes you love people, sometimes you need a break from people, you know, and that's fine. It's like a relationship, right? Sometimes you love each other, but you also need that 5 or 10 minutes away as well. And that's what this is all about, is grabbing that attention. So when you pick up the phone and have a contact with somebody, it's very important to make sure that you come across as a friendly individual. And also, you want to look at the tone of your voice. The tone of your voice is essential. I mean, if you listen to the way I speak, hey there, it's Matt Richards, how's things? I hope everything is all well and good with you. What have you been up to? You know, for example, like that, right? I'm not saying that's exactly what you say, but as you can see, I've got quite a high energy. You can tell I'm smiling when I say that. You can tell, I've got a smile on my face, which is very important when you're speaking. Smile. I know you're on the phone and you're going to seem ridiculous, but it's crazy how the change in your voice and tone will be affected by your current state. So if you're smiling and you're happy, it will affect the way you speak and the way that you come across. But initially, you want to come across as not too energetic, you know, because if the person isn't very energetic, it's going to be overpowering. But you don't want to be picking up the phone like, hey, it's Matt Richards here. How are you? You know, you don't want to be boring. So make sure that there's enough energy there. You've got a smile on your face and ask questions, you know, what have you been up to today? Wow, that's awesome. That sounds interesting. How long have you been doing that for? You know, take an interest in people's life. Oh, awesome. That's fantastic. You know, I'm paying compliments. I'm not just like speaking to somebody. I'm paying compliments. I'm taking a genuine interest in them. I'm asking questions. If I can, I'll pay them a compliment. Wow, you're doing absolutely amazing. How long have you been doing that for? You know, as you can see, people here, what I'm doing here is resetting something called preoccupation barrier. What that means is, like I said earlier, they're coming in on a frame of mind. So I can obviously change that based on my tone, the way I tackle the conversation, the way I come into a conversation. It's like me pressing the reset button. If I press the reset button, I can change their mind. I can change their emotional state. I can bring them into my world. So that initial 5 to 10 minutes of a conversation is essential, making sure that you do have the energy and you are in a good mood yourself. You know, you don't want to be ringing people when you're in a bad mood or you're down in the dumps. Ask the right questions, take interest in people, you know, pay them compliments, and overall, just be somebody that you would like to speak to, because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is making sure you set a very good first impression. If you set a good first impression and they enjoy speaking to you, obviously they're going to be able to answer your questions, maybe let their guard down in the future for you to be able to move in with your business, your opportunity, or your pitch. But initially, you do need to reset that preoccupation barrier, because like I said, you're not in control of it until they pick up the phone. And that's when you really need to reset, press the reset button and take control of the situation from there onwards. So initial attention is essential. Again, this is applicable to videos as well. You know, if you've got the first 5 to 6 seconds of somebody pressing play before they click off or scroll on, you know, first impressions are everything. Starting with a good energy level, starting with happiness, you know, starting positive and you know, making sure that you understand the person that you're speaking to. Hope you got value from today's podcast. If you did, feel free to follow the channel as always and click share so other people could get access to this training and content. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you all very soon. Bye bye.